A farm in Mpumalanga has sold off a barren bull for a record 2.3 million at an auction on Saturday, the 6th of August. The bull named Jumbo was bred by the Howitz Farming near Bertha and beat the previous record of 1.7 million for a barren bull. Now we're joined by Simeon Howitz of Howitz Farming. Simeon, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me. Nice to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. 2.3 million. Wow, that's a staggering amount for bull. Did you expect to collect that amount for Jumbo?
No, definitely not. I mean, we obviously knew that he's a good bull. He's a proven bull, and we've used him very well, and we marketed him very nicely because of the quality animal that he is. But still, to achieve an amazing price of 2.3 million rand for any animal or any commodity is tremendous, something very proud of. But no, we did not expect that type of money. No.
So, what makes Jumbo so unique and sought after?
It's a good question. It's a question I've been asked a few times in this last week. But to answer the question, one, phenotypically, he's a fantastic-looking boran bull. He's a fantastic bull. I mean, by any standard in any breed, he absolutely ticks the boxes from a phenotype. He's the right weight, he's the right balance, he's the right shape. I mean, he's masculine, and he's definitely a bull when you look at him. So that already, I mean, eating with the eyes type of thing, he already ticks that box. Then as far as genetics is concerned, he's out of, you know, one of the best cows I think the breed has ever known worldwide, with tremendous progeny that she's produced, and very sought after and in high demand. So, I mean, his full brother, Jumbo's full brother, just to give you an example, we sold a few years ago also for quite a substantial amount of money to President Cyril Ramaphosa. The bull's full sisters have been the highest priced heifers in the boran breed for many years. So genetically already there was something special about the bull. If you look at his production values, he's got above average production values with high accuracy percentages. So that also, you know, bodes well for what the buyer wants and kind of guarantees in terms of paperwork and statistics, the animal that he's looking at in front of him. And then lastly, which I think is the most resounding reason, is due to his progeny. I mean, he simply breeds beautiful calves, magnificent progeny. And on the sale, we had a display of 8 of his bull calves, which came out of different mothers. And all of those calves really stood out, and I think there was probably more interest in the calves than there was in the bull. So when a bull, I mean, manages to do that and produce bulls that are superior maybe to even what he is, that's really an achievement and almost an enigma of an animal. So when you take all four of those pillars and really blend them together, then you realize that what you've got in front of you being Jumbo is seriously something special.
What is the barren breed used for?
It's a beef breed of cattle, found throughout Africa, very popular in South Africa as well. From a national herd point of view, there's probably over 40,000 head of cattle in South Africa. So it's well established, been around for 20 plus years in South Africa. It's a beef breed, so it's not a dairy type of animal. It works in feedlots, it works on felt-raised beef production, oxen-raised farming. So anywhere you plug it into the beef cycle, the boran breed definitely plays a part.
And what is the history of the boran breed?
Originally comes from a province in Ethiopia, the Borana province in Ethiopia. That's where it derives its name, boran, from. But then throughout years, it's migrated its way down through the whole middle of Africa, found most in population-wise in Kenya, from Kenya through to Zambia, then Zambia down into southern Africa, and that's where you find the boran. So there's boran cattle in Namibia, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, a little bit in Botswana, obviously a lot in South Africa, and then also exported to South America. You find boran cattle in Australia, you find boran cattle. So it's really a breed that's been around for a hell of a long time, 1,300 years plus. It's been recognized as a breed of cattle. So definitely an established type of genetic base.
When you spoke about the migration of the cattle, you know, in South Africa, was it through migration that we find the boran breed here, or were they imported?
No, they were actually came into South Africa in the beginning by way of embryo transfer. So there was two legs of animals that came in by embryo transfer, one from Kenya and one from Zambia. So the Zambian stuff, I mean, ourselves as Hurwitz Farming were pioneers of that and started that project in 1993 by bringing those genetics into South Africa, again, by way of embryo. Started with a herd of 900 embryos that were initially imported into South Africa. And then from the Kenyan side, the pioneers there were, you know, the late Dr. Ronnie De La Rey, his son Mornay De La Rey from Embryo Plus in Brits, Simon Hodgson, and a few of those real pioneers that invested the time and effort and energy into the Kenyan side. And simultaneously, we were busy with the Zambian side, unbeknown to each other, and eventually crossed paths and brought the cattle, again, as I said, by way of embryo transfer into South Africa, then transferred into recipient cattle, and then the first couple of calves were born. And from there, it has it's exploded and expanded. From those initial steps until now, there have been other imports of cattle genetics from Kenya mainly and Zambia a little bit. And like that, it's grown itself up as a herd. And then, you know, it's a stud product as well. So in South Africa, I think there's over 350 registered breeders within the society, all trying to improve their product and are seriously producing top quality animals today. It's far better than, I think, what the initial stuff that was imported into South Africa. And that's a credit to hard work, discipline, and breeding goals.
Yes. The person who bought the bull now for 2.3 million, and this obviously as a business venture, how will, you know, that particular bull now generate income for the person, considering that, you know, these the Boran cattle are generally bred for beef?
Well, the people that bought the animal are actually from Zambia, which is quite interesting. So Jumbo will be immigrating once the borders open again from a foot and mouth disease control point of view. He'll be leaving our shores and going back up to Zambia to do his work. But from a return on investment point of view, I mean, these are substantial farmers, well diversified in terms of agriculture. They've got substantial amount of cattle, commercial cattle and stud cattle. So I'm sure they'll be capping semen of the bull, storing semen of the bull, possibly selling semen of the bull, using him on their own studs, using him on their commercial projects, their crossbreeding projects. And with the storage of semen for generations and years to come, you know, they can reintroduce Jumbo into whatever breeding ideas that they want to do. So their direct return of investment will be, I suppose, when they start to sell progeny of the bull. Clearly, there'll be a demand for his progeny. His heifers, his sons will do well, I think, on upcoming auctions, clearly because he's a proven breeder as well. So the return on investment at a high ticket price of 2.3 million rand, of course, it's a substantial amount of money, but their return will be made, I think, quite quickly. So they clearly know what they're doing. As I said, they're established business people, and they've got a plan.
Yes. Tell us more about the Hurwitz Farming.
Hurwitz Farming is a family-owned farming entity. It's just my brother and I. We farm in Bethel, between Bethel and Ermelo in Mpumalanga, on the N17 highway. We're a diversified farming business. The Boran herd, we also have a Groutmaster herd, which is an Australian bred animal. There are stud cattle herds. We have a large commercial herd. We do embryo transfers with those. We're in a quarantine station, a registered quarantine station here on the farm. We've got a beef feedlot as well. So our beef feedlot has the capacity of standing 8,000 head of cattle. We have our own auction venue, which is where Jumbo was sold, called the Bull Ring, which is on the side of the highway. And then we also agricultural farmers. So we crop. We plant about 3,000 hectares of our own crop. And around the country, we do a lot of silage contracting under the heading of Green Star Contractors. And that does silage work throughout the whole country, you know, 11 months of the year, from the Cape, the Natal Midlands, all the way through the Half Belt, the Free State, Limpopo area, etc., the Northwest. So that's a turnkey contracting division that really takes fodder and stores it into food banks and does very nicely. Does a lot of work for feedlots, for dairies, and that also keeps us quite busy.
Well done on breeding this bull and you know, selling it for the whopping price. It's surely an indication as to the hard work that has gone into this, and we wish you all the best in your farming endeavors.
Thank you, and a real privilege to be with you guys, so thank you very much.
Thank you for chatting to us. Go well. Bye-bye.
Okay, be well. Bye.
Yes, so the bull got sold for 2.3 million. The bull is going to Zambia, and that is it. A unique market that has developed in terms of the price of cattle.